Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
We heard the news yesterday. The last apartheid government president, F.W. de Klerk, passed away yesterday. A lot of controversy and opinions thrown around on social media. But we're going to speak to someone who has been reporting on news and political news and political changes for more than 40 years. Freek Robinson, welcome to Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks. It's nice talking to you.
No, it's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Freek, you had a very interesting meeting with Madiba at a press conference in Europe. Just remind us about that one.
Well, I think the point that I'm trying to make through this story is basically that Mandela was a fantastic human being who related to people, ordinary citizens, as a human being, as opposed to being a politician. Because unfortunately, I think many politicians forget that they're actually there to serve the people and to really be, you know, connected to the people and to treat people with respect and so on. And Mandela, I think, was an example of what we could do in politics. What happened at the time was I was based in London, and Mandela's first trip to Europe was in May of that year of 1990. And I was sent in from London to Paris to actually try to report on him and his first visit. So on the morning that the news conference had to take place, I arranged with the foreign affairs of the French in Paris that I could actually slip in with my camera person into a secluded room where Mandela and Winnie met President Mitterrand and his wife. So we took some general film there just of a meeting, and after a few minutes we were then led away to a courtyard where probably about 100 journalists were assembled for Mandela's first international news conference abroad. And so after we've taken that film, we went outside, and there we discovered that there were probably about 100 journalists waiting for Mandela and for the news conference to start. But I saw that there was a kind of a pavilion built specially for the journalists and to accommodate all of us. But when I arrived then in that courtyard, I saw that there was no place whatsoever for me and my camera person. So I asked him to go to the very top of that structure, and from there I asked him to throw me down a microphone with a long lead, and then he could actually zoom in from right at the back, but very high up, you know, the general scene of Mandela and close-ups as well. So in the meantime I made my way underneath the pavilion and crept it up until the very front end, sitting on my knees or hanging on just to hold the microphone so that Mandela could speak into it. So when Mandela actually then eventually finished his talks with Mitterrand, he came outside and he walked towards us as journalists. And he was looking down where he was walking and stopped right in front of me and saw me. And he said, "Ah, Mr. Robinson, what a pleasure to meet you here in Paris. I followed you so many years on Robben Island watching television, and now I think it's time for you to come back to South Africa to make a contribution." And I was completely flabbergasted that he would actually take some time off of an international news conference to recognize me and speak to me personally on a human level, and asked me also to come back to South Africa to make a contribution.
As a journalist at the time, obviously during apartheid, what was ex-president F.W. de Klerk's contribution, if any, towards ending apartheid?
Well, he took that great leap of faith into the future, and it worked for us as South Africans. So we're all indebted to him as a man who had the guts to make a very unpopular decision, and that is actually to give away power, because politicians don't give away power, they take power usually. So we are really indebted to him as someone who actually broke the logjam of South African politics. And the only thing that worries me is that I could never really discover whether he made that decision to unban the ANC and to free Nelson Mandela, whether he made that decision out of a deep sense of morality, or whether it was just a political strategy.
Or maybe it was because of the economic sanctions against South Africa at the time, and he had no other choice. Just quickly, usually when these things happen, there's two sides, but there's no two sides here. Everyone, and are unanimous about saying this, a lot of people are pretty happy that Mr. de Klerk, the former apartheid president, is no longer here. What do you have to say to those people?
I think it's most important that we realize that what, if it wasn't for him taking that giant step or leap into the future, then we would have had some violence and civil unrest for many years.
Yeah.
And all of us would have been in a worse position.
Yeah.
So whether you liked whether the Constitution in the end was worthwhile, that's something that we must decide today. But at that time, I think it was a great thing that he did.
Yeah. Frederick Robinson, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Legendary South African journalist and broadcaster.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.